July 4th marks independence, getting outside to celebrate, and reveling in the great heats of summer. For us, there's one more thing. This weekend marks our first broadcast 20 years ago. 30 stations had signed on, and we launched with a diverse take on eating in America. The legendary Southern cook Edna Lewis, the granddaughter of slaves, talked of growing up on a farm in Freedomtown, Virginia. Meat expert Merle Ellis told us how to save a bundle on those cuts for the grill. Sam Arnold, food historian and restaurateur, talked chilies and eating in the Old West. And then there was the Queen, Julia Child, who thought a radio show about food was a good, if not a tad odd, idea. This was that first phone call to Julia.
Well, let's have a little fun. There's someone I know who really knows how to celebrate life. She's a very special lady, and I'm dying to know what she's going to be doing on the 4th. Her name, by the way, is Julia Child. Some of you may have heard of her. Now, I've got her home number. And the amazing thing about Julia is that she's so available to those of us in the food profession. She's always there to help in some way or another. By the way, do you know that she films Master Chefs right in her own kitchen? She has the best restaurant range. But let's find out what Julia's doing on the 4th. I wonder if she's got a good recipe for potato salad.
Hello?
Hi, Julia.
Oh, hi.
Hi there. It's Lynn Ross.
Where are you?
I'm in St. Paul, Minnesota.
It's beautiful there.
It's gorgeous here. And we're talking about the 4th of July. And I was wondering, what comes to mind when I say the 4th of July to you?
Picnics and hot weather.
Definitely hot weather. You know, you and Paul spent so many years living outside of the United States. Did the holiday take on a special significance during those years?
Well, it did very much so when we were in Paris. We got there in 1948. That's a long time ago. But the American Embassy always had an enormous reception for all the Americans in Paris, and they had it in the lawn of one of their sort of embassy houses. And they were just thousands of people there.
Did they do hot dogs and hamburgers?
No, they didn't. It was very French as to what they did. Because I don't think... I guess it's so long ago, I can't remember. Yeah, but it was very good because they had an excellent chef. I know what we do here, which is hamburgers and potato salad, and I love it.
Oh, that's great. Julia Child eats hamburgers. Have you got a favorite recipe for the 4th of July that you might be able to share?
Well, I love potatoes. I've got a very good potato salad. But I think the most important thing is to cook the potatoes properly, because I've had an awful lot of potato salad in where the potatoes, you know, were not quite cooked through, and you just can't eat it. That takes all the pleasure out of it. So what I like to do, I slice the potatoes first, and then I cook them in lightly salted boiling water, and I keep tasting them just to make sure that they're just done, because I think that crunchily undercooked potatoes are horrifying.
What kind of potato do you use?
Well, I use the either a brand, the new potatoes or the red potatoes. So I think you have to have one that's going to boil properly. But I think those Yukon Gold are awfully good.
They really are.
I think they're just delicious.
Yeah, and they look so good.
And after you boil them and they're just right, then you drain them out, and while they're still warm, you toss them with some finely minced shallots or scallions or very, very finely minced sweet onion, and then salt and white pepper. And I put in either a little potato cooking water or a little chicken stock and a little bit of wine vinegar to taste. And just very gently toss them around. Then we have celery and dill pickle, and I like a little crisply cooked crumbled bacon, diced hard-boiled eggs, and I was usually canned red pimento and some fresh minced parsley, and toss that all around because I think you don't want too much mayo in it.
That sounds so good, the idea of the broth.
I think you have to be very careful folding it so you don't break the potato. Now, what cut of meat do you like for hamburgers?
Well, for me, I personally love the chuck.
I do too.
Yeah, I think it has superb flavor. And I'm one of those people that feels very strongly that I may not eat it very often, but when I do, I want my beef to be luscious and succulent.
I'm that way too. I hate fake food, but I think people are really so nutty now that they hear you have to watch your fat, and then some people give it up entirely.
Unfortunately, or fortunately, I think you're right.
Fortunately, I'm right, because you can't have any fun eating that kind of a diet. All you can eat is vegetables and legumes, and to hell with that, I think. I talk to nutritionists all the time, and I think most of the ones, well, I don't talk to the ones that I don't agree with, anyway.
Yeah, well, I think
most of them say, try for 20% fat, and you'll probably end up with 30, which is just right.
I agree with you, and I think the other thing that we've really missed the point about in the way we eat here is we tend to overdo all the time.
Oh, we certainly do. If people say, watch it out, then people give it up entirely.
Yeah, and the idea, you and I talked about this a long time ago, moderation.
Moderation, great variety. I think small helpings is very useful, because we're used to being so generous in our helpings in this country.
Julia, I want to thank you so much for joining us.
It was great fun, Lynn, and you have a very happy 4th of July.
And you too, dear. Thank you.
Potato salad.
I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Take care, Julia.
Bye.
That was Julia Child from our first national broadcast 20 years ago this weekend. And man, did I talk fast then. Well, you can find a favorite recipe of mine for the 4th, old-time potato salad, on the website, splendidtable.org. And I think Julia would approve.